Hi, this is Mary from Family First.
Hi, Mary. It's Sue Nice.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
All right. You had given me a call.
Yes, I did. I got Sorry, could you repeat that?
I said I was waiting for your phone call. I knew you'd be calling me.
Yeah, so I imagine you know what I'm calling you about.
You what?
About Ruthann.
Oh, about Ruth?
Yes, she told me that she will no longer be working for Shirley.
Right. My mom is very difficult to get along with. So you know what? Don't worry about it. Don't get nobody for her. She don't want nobody. It's on her. Just forget about it. Don't get nobody.
Okay, so you would like to present from the services?
Yep.
Okay,
yep, If things change, I will call you, but Herman wants to be by herself, so let her be by herself. If she gets hurt and falls, it's on her.
Okay.
I'm done fighting with her, Mary.
Right. Yeah, Ruthann told me that she sometimes...
She's very
difficult. Yeah, exactly. She did say that.
She's a stubborn old lady. Very stubborn. So.
Okay.
But I appreciate your help over the years, and if anything changes, I will call you.
Okay. Well, just letting you know, like, since there won't be any caregivers for her, we will probably order
Wait a minute, Mary. What did you say?
Sure.
Any what?
Sure. Since there's like she's not going to get any services, the service coordinator will most probably discharge her because she's not receiving the services. So if you know if she wants to get somebody else, she will probably have to go through all the whole process of trying to get involved in the insurance for the home care and then going to the insurance, to the agency, like the whole process all again. Okay, just letting you know.
Okay, so the service that you're talking about is for home care, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, so if she would happen to need somebody, then you would just have to go through what again? Your company?
Yes, first of all, you will have to, contact us again. But the process for her to get a caregiver, even if you guys have one, it will be a lot longer because we receive the payments from the insurance. So if the insurance sees that she's not getting any services, they will have, they will discharge her from the home care services. They won't give us any authorizations. They won't give us any money. So when she wants to do it again, we will have to first contact the insurance. They will have to the service coordinator will have to go to her house. We'll have to do an assessment. All of that process again. Okay.
Oh, okay. All over again. So whoever I talk to now, and I can't remember her name. I have a phone number in my thing.
For the service coordinator?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can give it to you if you don't have
it. I have it. Who do you have?
Okay, let me confirm here. Give me 1 second.
I have a name, but I can't think what it is right now.
Yvette is her name.
Yvette, correct.
Okay.
Yes. So I would have to go through Yvette, and then Yvette would just evaluate her all over again before she would start at the agency.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. All right. That's exactly right. What would happen. Okay. All right. Thank you, Mary, for your help very much.
Sure, no problem. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.